This is CICK News.
So this would generally be done by the provider. My hands are so cold, I am so sorry.
You're cold.
It makes really funky sound when the jaw goes on.
I'm really excited to
like,
get
this. White noise, but less pleasant.
In the public health office on Alfred Avenue in Smithers, an expectant mother lies with her belly exposed as perinatal nurse Dana Vokimoro listens for the baby's heartbeat. This is Nurse Vokimoro's first patient at the new unnamed maternity clinic for mothers of the Skeena region.
Oh, it's just the best sound ever.
In Northern Health, there are approximately 2,700 births each year. Yet the region struggles with significant gaps in maternity care. Approximately 15% of those pregnancies are classified as high risk, defined by strict medical conditions like preeclampsia and pregnancy-related health issues, to social issues such as substance use and financial burdens, as well as geographical factors like the reliance to need to travel out of your community for a prenatal appointment or remote connectivity. These factors contribute not only to complex deliveries, but also to increased neonatal care needs, putting immense strain on an already stretched healthcare system. Today on CICK News, we'll hear from healthcare providers at the new maternity clinic in Smithers the day after it opened about how this facility will bridge gaps in care.
Hi, I'm Helena Grubb, and I'm the Community Services Manager for Northern Health in Smithers.
I'm Dana Vokimoro. I'm the perinatal nurse here at the maternity clinic.
Cormac Hickish, Health Service Administrator for Smithers, Houston, Dease Lake, so Bulkley Valley, Stickeen areas.
So what gap is this clinic filling in need for pregnant individuals in Northern Health?
I don't think this came about because of a gap. I think it really came about as a progressive, forward-looking opportunity where for many years in the Bulkley Valley, we've had an incredible resource in terms of providers committed to perinatal care. So the idea here is to have the providers working in tandem alongside a perinatal nurse and midwifery care, and provide a collaborative approach that is high quality, that provides consistent services. And then if there is transitions through retirements or through, you know, life changes, people can't provide service for a period of time, there's a fallback, there's sustainability. So that really is what caused this idea to come together. And it really was provider-led by the physicians and midwives of the area.
This maternity clinic has been an active project for nearly 2 years in Northern Health, with the last 4 to 6 months where most of the heavy lifting has happened.
Dana, when we were in that room together, the person whose heartbeat we got to share said how nice it was to have a dedicated nurse. Can you tell me what they meant by that?
Yeah, I think just the nurse that they'll see, which in this case would be myself, they will have basically see me from the moment they come in following conception to babies born and onward. And by having access to the same nurse throughout their pregnancy, I think it'll continue their story as they go forward for really good continuity of care.
Who's this clinic going to serve?
Yeah, so the physician group supports clients from Burns Lake, and then of course Houston, Smithers, Whitsett, and then if a patient wants to come from Dease Lake, they're open to that as well. They could be referred to the clinic. The provider group also indicated that they do support some of the midwifery services or upon request, essentially, from Hazleton, so there is that option as well. So.
Prince George has been developing its maternity model for some time and launched last month. Similarly, Terrace, Prince Rupert, and Fort St. John have established their own maternity clinics, each born from a shared experience of potential service interruptions and the need for collaborative solutions. While each clinic has its own unique story, they all reflect a common journey towards improving maternity care in the region.
Does the staff feel, I guess, equipped to handle the need in Northern Health? And then how is this working in tandem with the hospital?
Certainly the physicians and midwives and the nurses that support maternity care are all excited about the the change that's happening. So I do think not just the opportunity to sustain high quality maternity services, but the opportunity to see succession planning and to see sustained capacity is a big part of that. And so the same providers that families and women who are pregnant see here are the same providers that will be at the hospital. Okay. And so that same group of physicians and midwives work collaboratively both here in primary care and then also at the hospital. So it's coordinated, I guess, is the best way to look at it.
Could you kind of give me the types of pregnancies that this clinic is equipped to handle?
It's really important that women who are pregnant, you know, attend the primary care prenatal and postnatal postpartum visits because of understanding what the risk is for each individual's journey. And so the majority of those visits will happen here, even if you end up being at a risk level that your delivery might happen elsewhere. It's quite a low percentage of deliveries of Bulkley Valley residents that happen elsewhere. I don't have the stat in my head, but it's a low percentage. But mm-hmm. the team here will support that journey. So the risk assessment happens through those primary care visits, mm-hmm. and then before you're ending up close to your delivery date, then there's some discussion around where that delivery might happen. The majority of those deliveries will happen at Bulkley Valley District Hospital. Some might happen at home if that's a choice, yeah. and some may happen elsewhere. So I think the biggest risk of challenge is the endless commitment to being available to deliver 24/7, right? A lot of babies come at night. Mm-hmm. I think more than 50%, Dana would know as a maternity nurse.
Yeah.
And so I have certainly seen many of our really dedicated physicians here late at night, early in the morning, coming through my hallway in administration, and you can tell they're tired, but they're committed.
There are also three main private clinics involved: Northern Roots Primary Care, Borealis Family Practice, and Witsinqua Family Medicine Center in Smithers. Women who are currently pregnant will transition based on their gestational age to the new maternity clinic. Specifically, those at 32 weeks or more will remain with their current provider, while others will move to the new clinic over the coming months. This maternity clinic is located at Smithers Public Health, 3793 Alfred Avenue, on the second floor of the courthouse building. Thank you to my guests, Cormac Hickish, Dana Volke-Morrow, and Helena Grubb, for the tour of the clinic. And an extra big thank you to the little person whose heartbeat we got to hear at the top of the story. CSK News is funded by the Government of Canada, the Community Radio Fund of Canada, and is a participating station in the Local Journalism Initiative. On behalf of my colleague Dan Messick and myself, Pam Hassan, thanks for listening.